We're here with head coach Sally Starr of the Boston University Feel Lucky Team. Coach, came here with a goal of a regular season title, and for the sixth time in 8 years, the team made that a reality.
Yeah, I could not be more proud of the team today. It was a really tough game. Bucknell's an outstanding team, really well coached. You can't look at their record because they're just a really solid team. So we had to come here today and really be ready to compete and play hard, and came away with an outstanding, really gritty victory today, and could not be more proud of the way the resiliency that our team has shown today and throughout this whole fall, quite honestly.
Top two goal scorers this year have been Tess and Peyton. They're the ones that came through today when you needed it.
Yeah, no, and again, I think two players that are really, having an outstanding season, and a team that plays around them really well and sets up their opportunities. So that's what I love about this team. We're really not about one or two players. We're really, 11 players strong on the field, and then really solid kids coming in off the bench as well. And, that's what I said to them before the game. I said, I've been coaching many years. I really feel we have a strong striker line, midfield line, back line, outstanding goalkeeping, and really good players coming in off the bench to, as supporting players as well. And that's our strength this year. So, we don't have a lot of numbers, but what we have is really strong. And they believe in each other. I think there's a belief. They believe in each other, and they work hard for each other.
Bucknell's a potent corner offense. They got one off the corner, but the corner defense at the end came through when you needed it the most.
Yeah, corner defense, it's a specialty. It's a gutsy, you really need to want to play corner defense. And I think we really have a great core of players. Amalia is a wonderful fly. She gets out there hard. Obviously, she got hit above the knee on that one. And, so she's got a good bruise for it. But you got to be brave back there. And again, Caroline Kelly is the anchor of it. I mean, she's just having an outstanding senior year. She came up with big saves. She practices against a really good flicker. So she has the opportunity to see some really good dry flicks, and she gets a good line on it and gets a good glove on it. And I think that, again, Caroline was huge for us today, as she's been all season.
Both teams had goals called back. How did that seem to affect things at the end? Try to tell the team to move on when something like that doesn't go your way.
Yeah, I think I definitely, I need to look at the tape on that, but I really felt that it should have been a 3-1 at that point in time. I really felt good ball was put in and a good deflection. Really need to take a look at that. And again, at the end here, Casey, my fifth year grad student, captain on the field, just handled the situation really well. Talked to the officials, explained why we felt it was a dangerous shot, and then the officials talked about it. Speaking captain on the field.
They'll face this Bucknell team in 4 days in the Patriot League semifinals. Obviously, it presents its own challenges whenever that happens. Trying to keep the momentum, and we know they'll come back hungry.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be another great game. I don't expect much less than what we just had out here today. And today's game, with it could have gone either way. Absolutely. We need to be better in our attacking third. I really think we need to get better outcomes in our attacking third. I thought defensively we did a good job holding them to minimal corners, but I think we can even do a better job of minimizing their corners, because they're outstanding with their PCs for sure.